The Bellmaker, A Tale from Redwall, Disc 9.
Inside Castle Flores, Marielle and her friends found their fortunes reversed abruptly. They had pursued the remnants of their foes up a flight of stairs, only to be met by Silvermord's counterattack. Masses of horde rats poured down the stairs from the battlements, and the friends were forced to turn and retreat. Back down in the corridor, a tide of grey swept in from every available entrance. Whooping and screeching, they chased the small depleted army of South's warders. Dandin, Rab and Muta fought a way through, protecting the rearguard as Marielle ushered her fighters along the corridor. It was no easy task. Meldrum had taken a spear thrust in his shoulder, and he hobbled along supported by Troutlad and Greenbeck, complaining loudly.
The old tunic's ruined now, good and proper. Foul villains, chucking their spears about with no regard at all to a chap's good togs, what? This place must be a flipping rat paradise. Never seen so many of the vermin in all me born days. There's no end to the blighters.
Iris saw two of her otters fall to arrows. She appealed to Muta as they passed a side chamber.
What about that place? Is the door locked?
Locked doors did not stop the big badger. She hurled herself at the door. Hinges and lock gave way together and the door fell flat. Iris shook her head.
It's just a room. We'd be trapped in there,
she said. Marielle saw that the horde rats had slowed now, distancing themselves but still advancing under Silvermord's shouted commands.
Stay your distance! Don't clash with them! Archers, keep firing and following until they're all cut down!
Two more Southwarders fell to the horde rat arrows. Iris flung back a fallen spear at the rats, shouting,
Muta, the door! Can we use it for a shield?
The badger grunted and strained, manoeuvring the fallen door until she was carrying it lengthwise across her back. Meldrum dismissed Troutlad and Greenbeck.
Go and help her! Two big stripe lads like yourselves shouldn't be toting me about. I'll shift myself, what?
They took the ends of the door, lightening Moose's load. The shield proved quite effective. The small group made its way down the corridor until Rab stopped them.
Not that way. It's the banqueting chamber. It's too wide. They'd be able to surround us.
Dandin ran ahead and took a look at the chamber. He came hurrying back with bad news.
There's more rats coming through from that side.
Marielle cut off down a passage.
Come on, this is the only way left,
she called. Rab's stream battle hesitated.
But it doesn't go anywhere. There's only a small room down there. We'll be blocked in.
Better than being in the middle of a rat sandwich,
said Meldrum, prodding him forward.
Hurry up, old lad. Any port in a storm?